Matt Lopes joined with Brockton Rocks infielder, outfielder, catcher, a little bit of everything. Luis Gonzalez, Mr. Versatile, joining us here on the pregame show. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1460 WXBR. And Luis, you guys have been really roaring as of late, winning five in a row, including the two wins yesterday at Martha's Vineyard. Just talk to me a little bit about what the mentality has been for the team right now and what's been the key to this kind of this winning streak here.
Well, we're just concentrating very hard on getting into the playoffs, obviously, and we're just really focusing, working hard, and just doing anything we can to win games. And, of course, yesterday, the two wins were very important. We needed them, and we got them, thank God.
As it stands right now, half game out of fourth place for a playoff spot, and then also just a game and a half out of second place, which would be really a key to have a little bit of a home field advantage in the postseason. One step at a time, of course, 12 games left, but what do you think the team needs to really zero in on and focus on, or even individually the hitters? What's the offense need to do to kind of get things going to keep the success going here?
Well, it's obviously the small things, bunts, getting the runner over, key steals, and defense. It's all about defense. Beginning of the year, we've had trouble. We've had some big errors that costed us games. But now we're really strong defensively, and we're getting those big hits. So it's really fun. It's going well.
Now, for you personally, the team's had some late inning magic as of late, and for you individually, you had a couple huge hits, including the walk-off two Fridays ago against North Shore, the team we're facing tonight. And what was kind of going through your mind in those situations? Then you followed it up too on the Saturday night at Torrington with the big home run in the seventh inning. What's been the kind of the key to your success late in the game?
Well, you know, I'm very happy to help out the team any way I can. That's what I'm here for, like more for my bat than anything. And I struggled in the beginning, you know, I wasn't really comfortable, but now I've found the swing and I made some key adjustments that it's really taken me a long way and helped me concentrate what I gotta do.
Now, head coach Doug Thigpen will go out of his way to say that you're one of the hardest working players on this team. Talk to us about your routine, you know, pre-game, post-game, just during the season in general, because I know that this schedule is a bit more of a grind, a little bit more hectic than college ball. So what's been your routine, and how do you kind of stay in shape and stay ready to go here through the summer?
Well, to be honest, I take it just the way this summer, the same way as college. You know, my parents always taught me to really work hard, and to be successful, you got to do anything you can. And basically, on a home night game at 7, I'll wake up early, maybe around like 10, which is pretty early for a ball player. And I'll head to the gym, you know, work out for a couple hours, eat some healthy meals, you know, and I'll come in here, relax for a little bit, and then I'll just hit the cages for another couple hours and just do what I can to make sure my swing is down and ready to go for the game.
Now, how about working with the head coach, Doug Thigpen? I mean, he's a hitting specialist, really. Has he kind of helped you develop and worked on a couple of hitches in your swing or anything like that this summer?
Yeah, of course. I'm very lucky, and I'm very lucky to have him as a coach, and he's helped me a lot with my swing and made me look at it from a different perspective, and, you know, it's been great. I'm very thankful to have this opportunity here.
Now, Luis, you've played in a couple of different summer leagues throughout your career, because you're heading into your senior year at Concordia. What are your thoughts on this league, the Futures Collegiate Baseball League, maybe the talent level, the talent pool in the FCBL, and also some of the parks that you've played in compared to some other summer leagues that you've seen?
Honestly, this is by far the best league I've been at. I went to the NYCBL my freshman year, which was... It's very close to this league, but not as organized. The ballparks are great in this league, and the fans, of course, here, are, you know, you can't ask for anything more.
Absolutely. Now, as I mentioned, you are heading into your senior year at Concordia College, Division II school in the Bronx, and playing with a couple of teammates this year in Brockton, Joe Gallup and Sal Minichino. I mean, how's that been for you guys coming in here? Obviously a new experience, but I'm sure it helped having a couple of your teammates from school with you.
Oh, of course. You know, these guys I'm very close to at school, and it was very easy for us to get along with other players, and I'm just happy to have them here with me. And we do come from a small school in New York, but, you know, I think we've shown that we can compete with these big school guys, and we have to work a little bit harder than them, but I'm very happy that we've competed and we've done well.
What are your expectations for the Clippers coming up, your senior year? Big things going on down there?
I spoke to the coach, and we have some key pickups, and hopefully we could turn it around. Our team is very talented, but it's a hard league. It's a wood bat league, and it can go pretty much both ways. So hopefully, since I'm going to be a senior, I'm going to be leading the team, I hope to just pass down the work ethic to everybody and realize how important it is to be the best ball player you can be.
Now, as you get ready for your senior year, what do you have planned in store after graduation?
Well, obviously, I'm going to try to take my baseball career as far as it can go. And whenever it comes to end, I'm just going to hang them up. And I'm studying psychology right now. I want to be a guidance counselor in high school, so help kids get in college. And I'm going to be a trainer, and I'm going to do all that good stuff.
All right. Sounds like you got a couple good plans. That sounds good, man. One more thing for you, Luis. Tonight's game against North Shore, got the doubleheader. What do the boys need to do to get two here tonight at Campanelli?
Well, we just got to just focus, and we've taken the last four from these guys. And we just gonna keep doing what we've been doing, defense and those key hits. And we're getting those the pitching performances every game. So I think we'll be all right, and we'll be right there.
All right, Luis Gonzalez joining us on the pregame show. Appreciate it, Luis.